He guided the city bike to the rear of the diner, the droid clattering along behind him. It dropped the toolbox and the power cell on the ground and returned to work. After a swift check of the surrounding buildings, no eavesdroppers within sight or sensing, Obi-Wan opened the toolbox and shook his head at its contents. A kind thought, to be sure, but since Dex's hands were at least four times the size of his own, he used the Force to help him swap out the power cells. A twist here, a nudge there. The Force's might whispered through him, familiar as breathing. Sunk just below the surface of his surroundings, as he worked, he became abruptly, acutely aware of Dex's tightly coiled unease. Besalisks weren't Force opaque like Hutts and Toydarians, but they weren't as easy to read or manipulate as were so many other of the galaxy's inhabitants. Obi-Wan had long since accepted that, extreme circumstances aside, he'd never truly know what Dex was feeling, unless Dex was comfortable with him knowing it. Right now, though, Dex wasn't blocking him, and he wasn't consciously projecting either. Instead, he was leaking, an unpleasant muddle of fear and disbelief oozing out of him like a noxious psychic sweat. Without warning, Obi-Wan felt a shiver run through him, sickeningly familiar. "I have a bad feeling about this," he thought. But he couldn't pinpoint its source. Yoda was right. The dark side swirled around them like rancid fog. All he knew for certain was that his instincts, his intuition, his link with the Force were driving him to leap to his feet and stare around him, hand on the hilt of his lightsaber, expecting trouble, expecting...
"That's the breakfast rush over," said Dex's strained voice behind him. "I got a minute or three for you, Obi-Wan. Then I have to get back to the kitchen."
Releasing a hard-held breath, deliberately relaxing his hold on the lightsaber, Obi-Wan turned to face his friend. Was all of this elaborate setup really necessary? Dex's deep-set eyes crinkled shut, then opened wide. His throat pouch bellied, a sure sign of annoyance.
"And when was I in the habit of wasting your time, Master Kenobi?"
Chastened, Obi-Wan nodded. "A fair point, I'm sorry, Dex. I hate to admit it, but I'm a little on edge." Leaning against the diner's smooth back wall, Dex reached into his cook's apron pocket, pulled out an Ambrian cheroot and a striker, and lit up. He inhaled deeply, then breathed out the fragrant pink herbal smoke.
"Christophsis was bad, eh?"
Obi-Wan snorted. "What makes you think so? By all accounts, the HoloNet news footage was positively stirring." Dex squinted, considering him.
"And so it was. I think they filmed it somewhere on Alderaan with a holovid company supplying the special effects."
Obi-Wan stared. "Since when were you such a cynic?"
"War brings out my better nature," said Dex,
and stubbed out the butt of his cheroot on the diner's dumpster. "Not this time it doesn't. The footage was real enough, Dex. Those blasted droid cams were everywhere we turned. But I suspect what ended up being broadcast was heavily edited. Edited so the only death and destruction people saw was the death of droids. The destruction of fear. Slaughtered clones weren't photogenic."
"Of course it was,"
said Dex, his cynicism still richly flowing. "I don't entirely disagree with the decision, you know," Obi-Wan said gently. "The edited footage didn't lie, after all. We were victorious, eventually. But what's the point of frightening people? The core worlds must remain calm and stable, you know that. Panic is contagious and it spreads fast. If we let it take hold in the heart of the Republic, a great many people could be hurt, even killed."
"That's true enough," Dex admitted. "But if you make this war too neat and tidy, Obi-Wan, could be folks won't mind how long it lasts. Then again, maybe it's different for you Jedi, being as how you're warriors and all."